Past 8 o'clock, and hey, all systems go on the North Coast for a Friday morning. An excellent start to the weekend, because the weekend actually begins now. We know that, you know that, but you know, we pretend that we're going to be working for the rest of the day. But guys that are definitely going to be working for the rest of the day are my very special guests at this juncture in the, on the morning show. And it's a warm welcome to my special guests from Dwell Properties, Devin DeLange, who's director of Dwell Properties.
Very Dave. Nice to see you, mate. Good to see you.
And Stefan Buerta, who's the director of Rainmaker Marketing as well. So we've got the big guns today. And we thought we'd just sort of keep it light and frothy, because there's so much happening, especially now on the North Coast, in terms of excitement when it comes to the property market, that there's almost too much to talk about. But let's put things in perspective. I think maybe dial back a little bit. Dev, you've been around for long enough to have seen phenomenal growth on the North Coast. Maybe from your perspective, what has been the driver of this, and what have you seen?
Dave, yeah, we're talking about conversational. I said the same thing to your son, Mikey, that we're dying to get a podcast going just to talk about sentiment, property. Like you said, I still feel I'm relatively young. Yeah. I just turned 40, but I got into the property game when I was 23 years old, and the first project I worked on was Zimbiti. And I remember the incredible Mark Taylor getting up in front of a bunch of agents saying, guys, there's this thing called a gated estate. Yes, there's Zimbali, but I promise you, you need to trust me. The airport's coming, and when the airport comes, the people are going to come.
Now, you know, you talk about that. I was talking about that this morning. This thing, when because I've been here for just over 20 years, and I was saying, you know, in the beginning, it was kind of a vision and a dream, and it was almost an impossible dream, because I was driven around many of these then former cane fields, and that's all they were.
I probably took you on one or two.
I looked at this and I thought, these guys are mental. There's no way this is ever going to be anything but a piece of sugar cane. And look at this, 20 odd years later, it's like,
it's mind blowing.
It's like a miracle has occurred.
I remember they launched some BT golf estate, well, the golf side, and I remember Mvumvu Drive, which is now known as the premier multimillionaire ridge. Those sites then, I remember I remember going home to my mom and dad saying, I've just sold a site on Mvumvu for $780,000 for a piece of land. It was huge. And you now fast forward 20 years later, and yes, it has been 20 years, but the last site that traded there was anywhere, I think it was north of $9 million for a very similar site. So it gives sentiment, or gives a bit of context to what's happened, I think, over the last 20 years.
And we've been through some pretty rough times as well. You know, you've had huge challenges, which should have stopped things in their tracks had it been an artificial, let's just call it an artificially created spurt of interest. Mm. But on the contrary, in fact, if anything, it's more or less confirmed that this is one of the areas that is developing into a node of excellence in South Africa, which I think all of the forecasters are saying, going forward, in whatever happens politically in this country, there is going to be an evolution, if you like, of nodes of excellence, where people who can afford to are going to live life pretty much unchanged from the dream that they've always had of living. And this is one of them. And in terms of offering value, you know, you've got huge costs associated with nodes of excellence in other parts of the country. The Western Cape comes to mind. It is gorgeous in certain areas, but the weather is not so gorgeous, generally speaking. I know, I have lived there. And the price point is just ridiculous. I mean, where do you find a piece of property going for? How much is that piece of property on the Cape, the Atlantic seaboard?
I think there was Atlanta, Nettleton, that went for 150 million.
There's 200 million rand now. The last piece of land on that western what's it called? Atlantic Seaboard.
Atlantic Seaboard, yeah. So Nettleton Road, so above Camps Bay.
That's the one.
The sort of road in the country. Yeah. No, it's crazy.
Stefan, you know, it's R1 million a month bond repayment if you bond. But you know, you're an expert in all things, because what has developed is the gated estate proposition. And that's fascinating. I don't live in one, so I don't really understand the ethos. I get the marketing ethos and the value ethos, but not having lived in one, I'm not expert, so I can't talk about it. But you've specialized as Rainmaker in many of the really top quality, top end of the market gated estates. What is driving this phenomenon?
Yeah, I mean, and just interesting what you guys are talking about, the background, like.
Get closer to the mic, Steph.
It was, so I think if you look at Zimbali, I mean, Zimbali launched like 25 years ago. I think it was their birthday last year. And then it was interesting because they really sort of were the pioneers initially. We talk about pioneers. Zimbali and Simbiti were really, then there was a bit of a lag and then Simbiti came in. And I was also involved at sort of Elan when Simbiti was a thing. And it was amazing how like that vision where you literally were selling, everyone was selling from sugarcane, and it's been an incredible thing. And I think that really set up, because I think the last 10 years is when we've seen this sort of acceleration of gated estates. Mm-hmm. And I just think like we can talk about lots of fundamentals, like, but the reality is I think the newer estates have had more blank canvases. They've geared their facilities around what the market's looking for. But when you've got incredible climate, it makes those facilities so much more accessible and desirable and so forth. And I think at the end of the day, we're just seeing that the climate that we've got year-round is creating this environment for people that is totally unsurpassed.
So what are the attractors? What are the obvious attractors? Security's got to be right up there.
Yeah, I mean, I think 100%. I mean, security is a huge thing, but I think it's just having everything within one address. And where the states are differentiating themselves has just been, if you look at all the newer stuff, they can do it at scale, so they can put in proper facilities and clubhouses and sports facilities and running trails and walking paths, access to the beach, all those different things. You've got everything within one address. And now you're seeing commercial coming and you're seeing retail coming in. It's just that it's a really good blend. And then you combine it with the greater infrastructure that we're seeing in Ballita and Soul Truck, which many sort of moan about at the moment because it's creating congestion and so forth. But that's all part of creating sustainable growth going forward. And that's why, I mean, like they were saying, like you look at the gated estates, they're ticking up at like 8 or 9% per annum in terms of capital value. Of course, you're going to go through ups and downs and so forth. But rule of thumb is over 10 years, you're doubling your money, and in some cases, a lot more. And that, I think,
is that the statistic?
Yeah, so if you look at all the gated estates, they're pretty much averaging between 7 and 9% per annum capital growth.
Wow.
But the newer ones, sometimes you have that initial spike because as infrastructure comes in, they see that rise up front.
So is the trick to get involved if you can in the beginning of the development?
100%. I mean, look at those guys in Simbiti initially as an example for them. It's like, it's no coincidence the people who pick first pick the ones with sea views, or the ones onto wetlands, or the ones on corner sites.
Look, and it comes with risk too.
Yeah, 100%.
Those are the guys who are benefiting, because you obviously you back in a horse in terms of a developer hoping he pulls it off and rolls it out. So there's a risk element that comes with it.
And also you're going to be living with building around you for some time, which is not everyone's cup of tea. But generally speaking, as investment goes, I mean, I'm listening to what you just said. It seems to be an incredible proposition. And there's new stuff coming on the market all the time. Devin, you're Dwell specializes in the top end of the estate market.
Yeah, Dave, we almost have like a bit of a checklist, and our relationship with Rainmaker, with Steph and his team at Rainmaker, is very unique in a sense that, let's say you were a developer and we knew that you had a bit of a track record, you had a bit of appetite for the North Coast. What Steph and I would do behind the scenes, identify you, and obviously we have many developers who we have amazing relationships with, and based on what Steph's market research pulls, which constantly changes, where that gap in the market is it the entry level, is it the high end, is it retirement, is it freehold, freestanding, price point, there's all of these factors that we go through this massive checklist, and when we get something that's unique and it hits 4 or 5 checks, it's something that I wouldn't say be a slam dunk, but almost a good thing. We would then do a bit of a high level feasibility in what we see as a good product. We'd then come pitch it to yourself and be like, right, this is the site, this is how we think we can activate it, this is how we're going to do it, and this is how we're going to roll it out. So I love waking up in the morning, getting into property, especially on the development side. It's just we have so much opportunity.
Do you find that what is happening here is attracting international interest?
Slowly. Steph introduced me to a fascinating chap a couple of months ago. Long story short, they followed the market trends of Club Meds around the world over the last 20 years, and they've identified this area now with the Club Med being built, and they said categorically, we've seen this happen for 20 years. You have no clue what's coming here.
Oh.
No clue. And he didn't say you're going to have 1,000 pommies coming to buy property on the beach here, but he said this wave will slowly pick up as your international flights, your Virgins, your British Airlines, your French, as soon as these oaks start pulling in and they can't find what they want in Cape Town anymore, or it's ludicrous what they're paying, 200 yeah. million for a site, you're paying 10 million here, okay, which we think is expensive, but...
But the value for money is...
The value's there.
Obvious.
And the opportunity. Now,
the reason I asked about the international thing, because I know that Zimbabwe was largely, to a degree, positioned in the international market, and that drove huge brand value for them. And I think we're becoming... Well, South Africa, generally speaking, hits the headlines for many of the wrong reasons. But there's some really good stories that aren't being told, one of which is Rainmaker Marketing picking up an international award. Wow. We're going to be talking about that next week in detail, but it is a huge congratulations and a massive accolade for the North Coast.
Yeah, it was for a North Coast property, Salt Truck City. So yeah, I think really stoked about it. And it was a combination of everything, the whole community here and how we integrated with that. And yeah, I think telling a good story about a really amazing place.
Have you seen that international market push up here? So again, I don't know if you know this, but Steph spends a lot of time in the Cape. They making big headway down there with new projects. So it's nice to bounce Steph in terms of what the market's doing there compared to here. And I'm interested in terms of international.
Yeah, so I think, Dave, you're spot on. I mean, I think Zimbabwe were unbelievable at that time in terms of attracting international market. I don't think the volume of international buyers has been of a sustainable level in the last little while. And I think we're going to see that ramp up hugely. My humble opinion, the North Coast is 20% undervalued. I think I've said it before on one of these chats. And the big, we talk about Club Med as being the sort of Club Med factor. When that opens in July next year, you have 450 beds. You have almost 900 people in there per night at an occupancy of 80%, 60 or 70% being international. It's going to be an absolute game changer. And I think what happens with the Club Med factor is that other groups, international hotel groups, say, well, if Club Med have chosen this location, there's something good about it, and we're going to follow, whether it be in the direct vicinity or whether it be on the greater North Coast. And I think we just, I sound like a broken record when I chat to you, and I know, apologies for that, but we do not know what's going to happen in July this next year when Club Med opens. And that's where I think that the people are going to open their minds to what we have here, beach and bush and everything else that comes with it, and it's going to be wild. This place is
an extraordinary proposition. And just for the local market, I see that the it looks like we're going to be experiencing an 80% chance of an interest rate cut coming up very shortly.
Yeah, next Thursday.
With this new targeting, the inflation target now being 3%, apparently that augurs very well for continued dropping of the repo rate, which generally speaking stimulates buying in the property market. So it's all looking extraordinarily exciting as far as the market goes and the trends go. And I think we've come through some really trying times. We're still going to go through a little bit of, we've got all sorts of challenges. We understand those. But generally speaking, to get the good news, and this is, I think, exciting stuff that we're talking about here for everyone, even those that feel that, well, you know, as you quite rightly said, with lots more concentration comes lots of logistical problems. We have electricity concerns, we have road infrastructure concerns, et cetera, et cetera. But consider what this is doing to your property value, your property. Right now, I'm never going to go to Club Med. Hang on a second. What that's going to do to your property value, you got to say thanks, guys. bring it on. It's just terribly exciting. So, top tip, Devin, you got your eye on the ball and, of course, guided, no doubt, by Steph and the team. Where is the best deal to be had at the moment?
magic genie. Look, I think it's still quite simple. It's that classic old saying: location, location, location. I think anyone who's wants to be savvy in the property market, if it's for your primary residence or even for investments, I think it needs to be somewhere where you're going to be experiencing growth. So for us as a team, our massive focus, I would say, is north of Salt Rock. So to me, that's definitely the sector to watch. Seaton and the Collins Group, they are rolling out some magical stuff down there with, again, you talk about infrastructure, you talk about the private sector and what they're doing. We had an amazing meeting yesterday with Pat Lambie and the guys at Collins Group. What they're doing on that whole new off-ramp commercial node, they're building another lifestyle center.
Wow.
Exactly the same size.
Wow.
They are the international, or the school that they went into detail yesterday. Again, I can talk all day about the meeting we had yesterday. But again, it's just positivity. It's confidence. It's, you've seen these big hitters, and there's a few of them around who are either listed or massive private property groups, and all their focus and energy is getting channeled into where we're sitting now. So I think for anyone, if you're a property owner or if you're looking to invest, I think it's just being quietly confident, knowing that your values are increasing. And if you're keen to explore, just give us a call and come sit with me. My team, we got a lot of knowledge in the property market. We love property and we will guide you where you need to go.
And that's, you know, just to sort of add to what we've been talking about, recently announced, how many blue flag beaches have suddenly been proclaimed on the North Coast? Four or five?
I think it was four, yeah.
Yeah? Four. Just out of the blue. Boom, boom, boom. And there it is. And some of those beaches we think, wow. I mean, this is really news to crow about it. We haven't really been, because we're complacent. We just live in this and we enjoy it. But there's so much to talk about. Two five-star premier awards. This is, there are only two in the province of KZN. They're both on the north coast of KZN. I mean, isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. It just, there's things happening here that defy logic to a degree, because then how can it be this good? But it is. So, true. The boomtown just continues to boom. And right at the forefront of that, keeping an eye on all things property-related, Rainmaker Marketing, internationally awarded now for excellence, the director of Rainmaker Marketing, Stefan Buerter, my very special guest. You haven't said much today, but we'll catch up in a week's time when we're going to crow a lot about that.
Hard to get a word in here.
And Dwell Properties, of course, the leading gated estate specialist on the North Coast, Director Devin DeLange, my very special guest this morning. This will be up as a podcast, so you can share the good news, and the good news continues. The morning show is a go.